My dad loved to play golf. Some of the fondest memories are of he and I going out to play golf together. One time we were playing a round of golf, and on about the fifth or sixth hole, it started to thunder and lightning. Now, anyone knows when it starts to lightning, you shouldn't play golf. The reason is because you'll essentially become a human lightning rod when you swing the metal club. Everyone knows that, except Dad. I asked him, shouldn't we go in? It's not safe. But he just continued to swing the golf club as if nothing was going on. I was wondering what that this can teach us. Maybe it's the fact that we do stupid things sometimes. Or maybe the lesson is a little deeper than that. I do not advocate playing golf in lightning, by the way. But maybe the lesson is that when there are storms in life, when we go through difficulties, we should weather the storm. Sometimes we are like Habakkuk in the first reading, who says, I cry for help, but you do not listen. Violence, but you do not intervene. Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. In the midst of storms of life, what do you do? Like Dad, we should continue on. Keep going. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep having faith in Him. Keep doing what is right in the eyes of God. Habakkuk says at the end of the reading, the just one, because of his faith, shall live. Thus, we should weather the storm. This is Respect Life Sunday. There is perhaps no stormier subject than respecting life and how we put our faith into action, how we accomplish that, and how we vote. Whenever I give a homily on the importance of putting life first, which is putting your faith into action, I inevitably get an angry letter. When I get the letter, I immediately think, okay, I did something right that week. But imagine a topic in which 60 million babies alone in this country have been lost by abortion, not counting the ones lost by contraception. And someone takes offense that is not the only issue to consider. They state that issues such as the economy or immigration matter most. In the angry letters, every single one of them, they quote the same philosophy, the philosophy of the seamless garment. This philosophy came from a Roman Catholic pacifist named Eileen Egan in 1971. This philosophy holds issues such as abortion, capital punishment, militarism, social justice, economic injustice as equal. Her thought is that you can't protect some and not others. This was picked up by Cardinal Bernardine in the 80s, which is who the letters always quote. This line of thinking has done more damage to men and women's souls, more damage to protecting innocent life in the last 50 years than any other message, I believe. People use this to justify voting for candidates that are clearly in favor of abortion, a sin which cries to heaven. But they may have a good stance on the economy or helping the poor or some other social justice issue. These issues are not equal. Let's take the analogy of a garment for one. When you wear a garment, it covers your whole body, right? Some parts of the garment, though, are more important than others because it covers places you don't want people to see. Let's take our Lord Himself, our church teaching, which says clearly that there are degrees of sin, namely venial and mortal sins, Some sins are worse than others. Venial sins wound our relationship with God, but do not cut it off. Mortal sin cuts you off from the life of God until you repent. If every issue was equal, then there would be no distinction between venial and mortal sin. The issue of abortion is the most important issue at the voting booth. The issue of capital punishment is not equal to it, because in capital punishment you are not killing the innocent. Immigration is not equal to it, because abortion destroys their original home. They wouldn't even exist. Economics is not equal to it, because in economics you are putting materialism, possessions, comfort first. Militarism or gun control is not equal to it, because an individual, a country, does have a right to defend itself. The issue of abortion is the most important issue. The issue of life. Life is the foundation. A house without a foundation falls. Saint Mother Teresa said, "A nation which kills its children is a nation that lost its soul." What does the soul do? It animates the body. At death, the soul separates from the body. The body is lifeless. Because of abortion and allowing it to continue, because some think there are other more important issues, we have lost our soul. Why do you think our justice system seems out of whack when rights are given to criminals for breaking into someone's house or blocking common sense laws such as there is a life when there is a heartbeat, or laws that allow men to go into women's bathrooms? Once abortion is allowed, the killing of the innocent in the most sacred and safe place on earth for life in a mother's womb, everything falls apart. There is chaos. It starts to affect all our laws. A nation that kills its children is a nation that lost its soul. Now in this storm, we must weather it. How? We persevere and teach the truth of Christ. We teach the dignity of every human life. We surround ourselves with like-minded soldiers for Christ. We defend this great gift of life. Don't give in to the forces of darkness. Put your faith into action by how you vote. Help those who are thinking of abortion. Give life to their babies. If you know those who are in favor of abortion, don't be tolerant of their views. Educate yourself on how to defend life. If we become tolerant of evil, then evil wins. Our Lord says, "Before you were born, I knew you. I had a plan for you. I knit you together in your mother's womb." This is God, our Almighty God. Do we put other things in front of Him? No, we must do as the gospel says. We must do what we are obliged to do. We must defend Him. We must defend life. This comes first. And the second reading says, "God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and self-control. Do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord and to life." The Venerable Fulton Sheen says, "When we die, we will go before the Lord, and He will judge us. If we have defended the unborn, we will hear their voices cry out, and they will defend us before the just judge." Yes, life has many storms, but even though there are storms, we should not just give up on life. We should support life, give them a chance to weather it and to fix it. For behind every storm, the sun is shining.